I do a speech called Causes of the Dakota War. There are at least, I believe, 8 primary causes, and I would say the most primary cause is that the change was too sudden. Village chiefs and spiritual leaders were losing their power as these Indians moved out of the village onto farms and started joining the churches. Dr. Williamson was a missionary, and he would take revenue or income away from the spiritual healers and medicine people, men and women. I believe that the government tried to make the change too quickly. It didn't give the Indians time to adapt to what was happening. There was too much pressure put on by the government to convert. The government was offering food and special issues to the farmers, to the Indians who would become farmers, and offering nothing to the traditional Indians. One evidence of that is when the Indians reached Fort Snelling, they threw away many of their bundles, medicine bundles, and their idols. And there was mass conversions to Christianity after the Dakota War, both at Mankato and at Fort Snelling. I believe that in a way it was a religious war, that the Dakota Indians saw that their gods were not as powerful as the white god. And if you track their progress to 1900 or so, even after they were released from the prisons and reached Santee, Nebraska, there were still large Christian congregations among the Dakota Indians.